Without further ado, it is time to bring in the frickin' fracker of Nick and Knack, Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys. You'll find them on the web at tqag.com, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, which you'll also find them here live on a Tuesday morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm by myself today. I forgot to text you guys and let you know. Tim is actually in the air at this moment. He's on his way back from Indiana, IU. He was teaching this week over the weekend and yesterday, and he's teaching at the CAI for the NAA, which is the CAI is the an acronym for Certified Auction Institute. So he was busy teaching, and he's jetting back to sunny Florida this morning. So that's
Indiana to Florida.
Yeah.
How was the weather?
Yeah, he said it was cold well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So auction highlights that came up that I have to mention this week. We do a lot on baseball and also Marilyn Monroe, you know, pop culture stuff. Well, in February, they had at Heritage in Dallas, Shoeless Joe Jackson card sold for a record $600,000 for one of his early cards. Jeez. And I think for a Shoeless Joe memorabilia, that is definitely a record. And it was a total baseball sale and a sports sale. And Lou Gehrig was also one of the other sales that was hit a collection, a Lou Gehrig baseball card collection. And some of the pieces in there sold for as high as $456,000. So, for example, that one, so the $456,000 was the 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle rookie card, which is, I'm almost positive that is a record for a Mantle rookie card. So, baseball memorabilia is alive and well and selling at great prices. So a lot of the times, there was a time about, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, where when these things hit the market, they would become big news stories. Now they are still selling, and the market's very, very strong. But for some reason, I think some of the sports memorabilia, the notoriety is of these items is seeming to wane, because there seems to have been quite a bit of it on the market over the past 5 to 10 years, and I think people are kind of moving on, as it were, to other collectibles. But Marilyn is still doing well, and one of the reasons I think that this type of the Monroe memorabilia is a lot of it is also driven by some of the scandals in her life. This particular piece of Monroe memorabilia was the dress that she wore when she did the press conference to announce that she was splitting up with Joe DiMaggio. And it's coming up for sale. And the estimate for this dress, just this one piece of Monroe memorabilia, is $100,000 to $150,000. And whoever owns it, the seller, is going to remain anonymous. But as is always wont to happen, these things will probably eventually leak out somehow. Because as much as they protest about having their name mentioned, if it makes a record, I can pretty much tell you that yeah. these things are going to, they'll let you know who sold it.
Everybody needs to know. There's 50% of the people that need to know because they understand it. And then there's the other 50% of people who say, what the hell did that person pay that much money for?
Exactly. Well, the other thing is, this is something that I just thought about the other day when I watched, I don't know if you've seen it or not, or how many people have actually seen this, the documentary on Leaving Neverland, the Michael Jackson tapes, you know, the interviews with the two young boys that are now adults, married, and have children of their own. And it's caused quite a hubbub. And the thing that struck me immediately after finishing watching the two segments is what's going to happen now with his memorabilia, because there's a lot of controversy with the film itself, with the family, as I'm sure you've read, that they're suing and all of this. But if you've watched the film, then there are a lot of questions that seem to have been answered logically and truthfully. And I'm just curious as to how this is going to affect his memorabilia moving forward.
You know, I looked at this and I watched this, and my thought is exactly this. In the short term, right away, we all knew what was going on. I mean, we all looked past it. We were all guilty for looking past it. Everybody knew what was going on. But because it was Michael Jackson, and we all looked past it. But I think it'll take a hit in the short term. But I think in the long term, because people knew basically what Michael Jackson was and his foibles and his high points, that in the long run, I just don't think it will have that big of an effect.
Well, this is the curiosity that I have about this issue, and that is, I'm going to have to really stay tuned to find out, because I don't think that the fallout from this film is even begun to affect Michael Jackson as I think it's going to. And I'm not sure. There are certain things that the collecting public can be forgiving about. I'm not sure how this is going to play out. And I think it will be an interesting story to follow from our point of view as auctioneers and as appraisers, that to see how this actually will play out over the next couple of years. Because, as you know, Michael Jackson is one of the top-selling pop culture music icons for memorabilia. And what I found interesting and actually rather shocking after watching this, there is a scene in the movie where one of these boys, grown up and he's in his 30s now and has his own family, was actually sitting on a beach burning a lot of Michael Jackson memorabilia. So some of those items are items that were made in multiples, clothing-wise, and were sold at some of the major auction houses around the country. So when you see some of these iconic things after watching this movie, you have to come down on one side or the other. And I'm not sure right now, after watching it, where people are going to come down on which side of the coin is going to hit the ground. So I think it'll be an interesting story to continue to follow, and we'll see, because I've been watching to see what sort of memorabilia has been coming up since the release of the movie, and I have not seen a single item that some of the auction companies that normally sell Jackson memorabilia. I haven't seen any Jackson memorabilia come up for auction. Yes. Hey, good morning.
Wouldn't that, I mean, isn't that a massive, not a surprise?
Well, it's not a surprise to me.
But I
think there are people. What's a surprise to me, though, Jill, is what Marshall had mentioned before. I think that there are so many hundreds of thousands and millions of people who adore Michael Jackson that they are still, at some point, this is going to be looked past.
Of
which
course.
I don't know how I don't really feel good about that. But
no, but it's human nature. I mean,
also
every Halloween, you know, you've got radio stations that aren't playing Michael Jackson music. I'm telling you right now, every Halloween, you will hear Thriller. It doesn't matter what radio station
younger folk said, it's like, I don't care. He's still the king of pop.
You know,
in due course, there's no question that there should be, let's call it a conversation and thought, and we're going to run out of time, about, is it, given that, no one usually goes to a basketball game, a Knick game, carrying a little kid in their, shoulder. So, given that there's a long history of people, as Marshall said, as you said, let's just say excusing Michael Jackson's foibles, after the passage of time, we're going to have to see how that all plays out. It's one of those things, it's not commenting on the behavior. I'm commenting on the culture.
It's a scandal that was a slow-breaking scandal. It's not like Michael Jackson was this highly revered star, superstar, which he was, and then all of a sudden, boom. I mean, for Christ's sake, pardon
me.
He built Neverland.
That's right. He built Neverland. He had llamas. Why did he
build Neverland? Because he wanted kids to come there. It's not excusing any of the bad behavior that took place.
And one has to be very clear about that.
But it's just that everybody knew about it. So I don't think the long-term hit will be that much.
And we will see, and some people will review their feelings about having looked past it or whatever, but I just, from a pure marketing standpoint, this would not be the moment when I would attempt to sell any. I just wouldn't. I would just sit back away from the. So that's what I meant earlier by not a surprise. Yeah, I wouldn't. This is not the moment to put anything out there. So don't.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm really going to stay on top of this story because, as you know. Part of our livelihood is actually selling memorabilia. Yeah. So how is this going to affect the industry moving forward is going to be a very interesting question. And I think it will depend a lot, I think, on time, as you say, time passing, how things, maybe in a couple of years, how things are going to be viewed and how he is going to be viewed and how this film will be viewed and what is going to come down, which side are people going, the public going to come down on.
All right.
And I think that will determine what happens with his memorabilia in the future.
All right. Well, with that being said, we'll leave Neverland in the dust, and hopefully Tim and you will be together again next week, and we'll chat next week.
Yeah, I just want to once again thank the listeners. I got a couple of emails from people wishing me continued recovery, which I'm doing quite well, and I can't tell you, it means a lot to me that some of the listeners have emailed me. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
That is Greg Schramm minus Tim Luke. The appraisal guy.
Is it? I always
Radio.